The erased de Kooning drawing was once a drawing by de Kooning that was then erased by Rauschenberg and eventually understood to be a work of art in its own right. One of the things I still enjoy about this work is the way in which it makes me reconsider, you know, what creation is. Do we need to produce a new object, a new thing, in order to create something new? The other thing that I just really love about this work is related to the lore or myth surrounding it. As it was told to me, Rauschenberg, on a blustery winter day, approaches the de Kooning estate with a bottle of Jack Daniels in hand, with the hopes of acquiring a drawing by de Kooning, who at the time is the most esteemed, hottest, most wanted artist of the moment. And the story goes that de Kooning invites Rauschenberg in. Rauschenberg explains his idea to him, and de Kooning responds something along the lines of, you know, I don't like your idea, but I get it. And he agrees to give him a work, and not just any work, but a work that he truly believes he's going to miss when it's erased. And I also like that he gives him a work that he believes will be very challenging for Rauschenberg to erase. And I believe the work was one that was especially greasy and oily, and it did take Rauschenberg something like 2 months to erase, to the best of his ability, this work. But anyway, I'm really charmed by the fact that de Kooning, who is in a sort of position of power, you know, he's the more recognized artist at the time, you know, he doesn't like Rauschenberg's idea, but he's willing to support it. And I'm really struck by this kind of support that doesn't necessarily look like enthusiastic agreement or even really, you know, agreement at all, but it's a sort of willingness to experiment and be in conversation with other artists and thinkers in the hopes of creating something new. Mae Mackey, independent curator.